Okay, we'll continue mitochen.
Yeah, mitochen is a very good thing to have. This week's parsha was another one of those great mitochen parshas. Now the Torah, we have according to the Midrashim that explained the Torah, shows how in every situation there were two attitudes. Standing by the Yamsuf, you have one group of people realizing this is set up at Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they right away spout to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua. They know that Hashem had a plan to take them out of Mitzrayim. It looked impossible. They know that this is just before from Hashem. Just turn to Him. We have the other group of people that complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing to us? Why are you taking us out of Mitzrayim? At every stage, you have a complainant. And it's not a shame that you have the people that were not complainers. Baal Bitochen always didn't complain. Why complain? Just turn to Hashem, who was set up by Him for us to be miscarried to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's take advantage. In other words, no matter how many times they saw Nisan, they saw Esem Akris, they saw Kriyas Yamsuf, and then afterwards they saw the Mon, Love, one thing after the next, and every time, again and again, complaining. The person doesn't have bitochen, he never thinks. It's such a pitiful life to live through. We should think about ourselves. Why should we? It's in our hands whether to have a pleasant life or an unpleasant life. To me, it's like a tragedy when I see people like this, always complaining. And they could just make a switch in their minds, and everything will be so beautiful. Because each one of us also, we're products to add our own life. So many tremendous Yadav Shemayis that Hashem has made for us. And he's in this Torah, and the ones that are not in this Torah. The fact that each one of us here is Eretz Yisrael, and we have to live in Eretz Yisrael. And with all the Oyvim, Mibachutz, Mibifnim, and Baruch Hashem, we're continuing. Even with this Corona, Baruch Hashem, we're here, and Baruch Hashem, we're healthy. To think a tremendous Yad Hashem and just use it to make a change, to uplift ourselves even more than we were before and have a more enjoyable life instead of the way around. I'm sure we're all doing that, but it's always good to get together and mechazik these things. And so, yeah, on page Tovkuf Tzadik Beis. Start again from the brachas. And we saw that in the brachas we have two shames, the shame Avayin and shame Elikim. Shame Elikim is special that it's conjugated. It's the only shame of Hashem that conjugated because it represents the kesher ishi, the personal kesher between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elikim means Elikim Shalanu. Every bracha was saying Hashem Elikim. I realize there's a special interaction between me and Kodesh Baruch Hu because I have this bread over here. And I have this apple over here, and I have this piece of cake over here, and I have the mitzvahs that I'm doing, etc. We say that also in the beginning of Moedim. Moedim anachnu Hashem Elikeinu. That's one of the most deepest part of the Hoidah, to thank Hashem that He's our special personal God, personally interacting with us constantly. That's what Kodesh Baruch gave us already from the time of Avraham Avinu. Liyos lechem lechol elikim, lechem lelikim, v'tis Mitzrayim. That's what is established. The roots started with the Ovis, and then it was fully implanted by the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. Then he brought the Pasuk that because we have a special interaction, then there's more of a midas din on us also. Hashem is makes cheshbonis with us, and that's all the source we have to read all the gullus. That's to preserve us. So we shouldn't wander off. We know that the Umas HaOlam, part of the tafkid is to be shomer on us, to prepare. You know, like we said once from the pizza guy, Zechovim, says Eislev is like cash, like straw. We look at cash as being the waste matter. That's only after the grain is fully produced. But while it's growing, the straw is the thing within which the grain is growing. If it wouldn't be surrounded by that packet in the straw in which it grows, it would die. So it's a shaman. That's the goyma, also a shaman. Mitzadecha, they attract us. But when we get attracted to them, then Hashem makes it that they draw kind of things against us to shake us up and get us back to our bearings. So this is that's a great thing. Because Bochel doesn't let the chait become part of us, whether it's historically, like I said, with Umas HaOlam. And the other thing is the way the year is set up. It's set up, there's all constant opportunities for us to uproot the virus. So he mentioned about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that everyone just gets back. You know, some people complain, what do we need Yom Kippur for? At the end of the next year, we're more or less back to where we were before. But it's true or not, I don't know. But even if it is true, it's great. Because if you won't have Yom Kippur, you'll be another Madrega lower, and every year lower and lower and lower, and then there'll be nothing left. This way, at least we bring ourselves to that level. So, yeah, that's our relation with Klal Yisrael, and that keeps us going. And best of all those Moyadim that we have are to arouse us. We just said Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat's also the day to recognize that just like a tree has to get all its nutrients from its roots in the ground, we are an upside-down tree. Our roots are rooted in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the only thing that keeps us alive and keeps us going is getting nutrition from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Mashgiach brought earlier in the Sefer, earlier Prokin, like a tree, Sheshosa al Mayim. What is the Mayim? The Mayim is a catch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we feel it, the more we live it, and the more it guides our actions, the more it guides our thoughts, that gives us achis. Page Tovkut Tzav Gimel, that's what we're holding, the third paragraph. Hamaimin memashmish biyadayim es hashgocha protis hamanigos klal Yisro. If a person is a real maimin, and a maimin, we saw in a beautiful sefer that said, in the Rambam, he talks about emunah, he connects it to, the emunah is also a fiyur das. He explains, das is not intellect. Das is a special koyach of human understanding that we connect to things. Odom yodas chava ishtoi. It's mamash a physical connection. And that's the level of emunah that Klal Yisrael is supposed to have. It's not something in the head. It's a feeling of connection. And not only feeling, it being awareness of that connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe if somebody has that type of amune mind frame connecting, he constantly sees a tremendous hashgacha process going on with Klal Yisrael. It's so clear here in Eretz Yisrael now how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mekayev of us. Everybody, the second we think that we will manage all by ourselves, every time we get another clap. Made the first seger, Israel was so proud. We showed the whole world. We made a lockdown and no more corona. It was very nice. It lasted for a few months. And then it went back even worse than it was before. And another lockdown. Back again. We had it 2 months off. Came back again. And we're not even talking about the not from world. We're talking about the from world. Right before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it was a terrible spreading. Had a short lockdown, which wasn't a real lockdown because most people didn't even keep it. And Baruch Hashem disappeared. We had 2 months till Hanukkah in our circles, there was very little corona. And then from Hanukkah, suddenly it flared up again. Then with the vaccine, we're thinking, they were telling us, don't worry, by Sukkot, latest Pesach, everybody will be together and the game is over. Hashem says, my dear friends, Come to me. Enochanami, do the right things. Someone showed me a short drasha from Rabbi Yitzchak Azrachi from the whatchamacallit yeshiva, from Mir Yeshiva. He was saying the most important thing for a Jewish person is to have HaKadosh HaTov. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us the vaccine. So don't say that I don't need it, I don't want it. Adar Rabbi Makir Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for us. So we should take the vaccine and we should be able to get out of our houses, go back to shuls and basically put the medrash and Yitzh Hashem send all the kids to yeshivas and yakovs and everything. It's a gift from Hashem. But look at it as such. Look at it as a gift from Hashem. And if it's a gift from Hashem, then it's two and a half communities. Who do I thank? And what do I do with it? If it's something that I made by myself, I don't have to thank anybody. Maybe Netanyahu. And also, I can do whatever I want. Life can continue. But if I realize it's a special gift from Hashem, a special Hashgacha Miyuchedah, so quickly He reveals it to us, just so we should use it properly. Another Rav, every day would be the Moedim, those who took advantage of it, to be Moedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not find a new reason to be terrified and be afraid. And to calm ourselves down and go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, so that's what he's saying. And he says that the kiva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the nature of Klal Yisrael. The fact that we're Jews gives us the oimitz l'sbal l'fonav. How can I down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Leave you there, Moes Nafsh. Everybody knows the various that he has. He says there's a shir in Yiddish. Boaz mil zaynt, zaynt mir. Over Eden, bleibt mir. Whatever I am, that I remain a Jew. That is the most exalted Bria in the world, a Jew. And we should know that many of us, I don't know about us that are listening today, but many people, they deep down, they're not happy with themselves. And that causes them to do all kinds of things they don't really want to do. It causes them to look down at other people because they don't want to feel that they're worse than other people. It causes them sometimes to have a behavior that looks like a haughty type of behavior. It's not because they're haughty, it's because they don't hold of themselves. All the bad meters come out, the akas and everything, very often doesn't come from gaiva. Very often it does come from the other way around. A person doesn't have self-esteem. And this is a Jewish self-esteem. As a person, mnutak, disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have no esteem. But we're saying, Ayidin, bleiben mir. I remain a Jew. I remain. I'm Koyvu Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a special neshama. I can be doing avodas and doing things, not bad mitzvahs and everything else. But don't let that push myself down to the point that I have to do all the above things I mentioned before. And be proud of myself. And other rabbi use my greatness to behave as a great person towards others and towards myself and assess myself properly. And not give up. Always mechazing myself and my tefillahs. He says, remember this, in Tizkasha Pam Lechavim B'Tfilosu. Ah, the holy Mashgiach. If one time you have a hard time having Kavoni Yitzvila, or sometimes you have that feeling of despair, how can I ever get to a high Majega of Bitochen? Just remind yourself always, Yehudi Ato. Lam Kodosh Ato Shayech. You are a Jew and you're part of this holy nation, Klal Yisrael. Ben Bris Shelikim Chayim Ato. You are Ben Bris of the God, which is the source of life. Who Kove Lecha Yoise Minish Masurecha Pecha Kodosh Rabbeinu Abichayim Vakashosu. He's the closest thing to you, more than your own body. All you have to remind yourself, I'm a Jew. I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, if you really feel that, it'll be easy to have Kavon and Tfila, huh? Now we have a new Eitzah. In the middle of the field, you find yourself floating around. Stop for a second. I am a Yehudi. I am so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to me. He yearns for me. He doesn't look at me the way I look at myself as somebody is so low down. Why am I attempting to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Bonai Chavivai. And that will give us the koyach to have bitochen. that we can get to a higher level of bitachon. Bitachon that we can get a higher level of tefillah. I mean, the tefillah, what are we doing? Why aren't we having kavanah? Because we're thinking about everything else, how we'll manage. And stop us for a second when you do that. Say, what am I doing here? I'm thinking how to manage 100 other things. But now I'm in the middle of a conversation with the one who's going to be beside everything for me. Let me just, even before I start continuing davening, I'll say, what are all those things I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about my panos, I'm thinking about my health, I'm thinking about interaction with people. You know what? I can talk to Kosh Bohu in the right time about that also. But right now, wherever I'm holding Shemoneh Esrei, I want to continue with the Shemoneh Esrei itself. That's the feeling of Sali Veroini. That's the feeling of Shira. Singing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kigodl Bekirbech. Today, when they have a chassan and an old Rosh Hashiva walks in, sometimes they sing this song. Kigodl Bekirbech. They think the Godl Bekirbech is only this old Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva is telling us the Godl Bekirbech is in every single one of us, is a Godl Bekirbech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a great Jew inside of every one of us. And that's what we have to see and always remind ourselves. Each one of us. It's one of those great Jews that are still good. That's on his bovel. And this week's parsha, we said the Oz Yoshia. Also, the Targum says, Zi v'zimros ko, by Hilel Yeshua. The Targum says, my strength and my shevach is the fact that I have a Kodesh Bohu ko. The Yud Kei of Hashem is not the Midas HaRachim of Hashem. It's the Chalta Dasha, the fear, the God of awe, the Midas HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The epitome of the Shira is when I come to recognition that just a few hours ago I was in terrible fright. There was a Midas HaDin there. And now I suddenly came to recognition that the whole Midas HaDin was only for my benefit. And I grew from it. And that brought me to the point that I could sing the Shira. That's why it's mentioned in the Shira. We're thankful to Hashem for the Koh, for the Midas HaDin. Each one has a Midas HaDin. The personal life, and like I mentioned, the world is going to a certain level of Midas HaDin right now. You don't have to wait till it's over. Where we are right now, in the world, with its hardships, remind ourselves, there is a Midas HaDin in the world. But like those ones, Vayitzaku El Hashem, let us say, Hashem, I know you're making a situation which is not so easy, not so pleasant, and we're hoping for it to get over. But we know what you want from us. You want us to turn to you. You want us to mechazek ourselves. You want us to have peace of mind. You want us not to be nervous. It's not a shame not to calm us down because we're b'teach ben adivim. Pharmaceutical companies and politicians. It's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem. If we get this right, the immediate gain we get from it is that pleasant feeling and a peace of mind right now. That's already worth just on that. To have a mind in order. The world looks like a big pile of God, everything out of order. No, it's perfectly in order. I have no idea what's going on out there. I don't have to make a cheshbon trying to get out. And what's going to be with America, and what's going to be with Europe, and what's going to be with this, and what's going to be that. That's not my business. My business is to realize, and a chanani, Hashem set up a situation we just have no idea where things are going, where they're going to progress, what's going to happen. It's not a shame, and we know our work is cut out. I'm just going to go to HaKadosh, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthen myself. The Bilbul Hadas causes me a hard time in Tfila. For Adarava, I'm going to stop in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei or before my Shemoneh Esrei and sing myself. This is our personal God. I recognize that also. Not just can we, but person will recognize that. And with that, it means to share. I have that elevated feeling, that uplifting feeling. And face the challenges. My chazik, my tefillah, my going to Hashem. It's Hashem, in the course of the week, if you try to do that,
if the Shemoneh Esrei goes smoothly and we have perfect kavanah, then you're all right. But if it doesn't, then we have our special eitzah. So try to stop for a second and remind myself, Shem Elokeinu, I'm special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm thinking about all these things. Let them put them aside, put them in the right place, right time for Makosha, and make this tefillah an uplifting experience to bring me to a place I was never before. Shavua Tov lekulam.
Thank you, Shavua Tov.
Avet Avachra.